There seems to be quite a bit of wheat around in the Northern Hemisphere this year, and well, the US crop was largely as expected yield-wise. The quality is probably not going to be that great, but where there's been a lot of wheat and a lot of talk over the last week or so is from the Black Sea area, so Russia, Ukraine, and even France has had close to a record crop, so that's pushing some wheat onto the export market and depressing prices to an extent.
So Australia and the US are usually a more expensive wheat than, say, what you'd see coming out of the Black Sea. But with this cheaper and more cheaper and cheaper by the day, it seems to be this wheat that's coming out of the Black Sea. Is that going to have a prolonged dampening effect on prices for Australian exporters?
Yeah, it really depends on how big our crop is. But, yeah, they'll be exporting cheap wheat out of the Black Sea for quite a while, it looks like, at the moment, until we see some sort of shift in demand or supply. So it will impact our market. We've definitely got a quality advantage and, you know, a freight advantage into our major Southeast Asian markets, which helps us trade at a bit of a premium. But, you know, there have been reports of those Black Sea countries looking to move into those markets as well.
So is Australia a bit immune from it to the extent that a lot of this cheap wheat's been going into the Middle East at the moment, where Australia will really focus on selling into Southeast Asia?
Yeah, to an extent that's true. And a lot depends on how big our crop is. If the bumper crops we grew a few years ago, we had to find markets in the Middle East, like the traditionally our markets were a lot in the Middle East and have recently shifted to Southeast Asia. So we do trade at premium because of those Southeast Asian markets. But yeah, you're never immune to world markets, because if the Black Sea can make money selling into Southeast Asia, they will start looking at it. So yeah, we can only go to so much for a premium before we price ourselves out of those markets.
Further north in China, it seems that you're constantly hearing about falling demand for grains and wheat in particular. What impact is that having on global markets?
It still hasn't affected the wheat market too much at this stage. There's been a little bit of worry about it, but mainly it's been affecting soybeans and corn, which are China a major importer of soybeans and corn from the US and South America. So if you see a bit of weakening demand there, that'll tend to see those prices ease. And, you know, as we know, wheat tends to trade in as a commodity, and it is substitutable with corn to an extent. So if corn falls, you know, generally you see wheat fall as well. So that's sort of what'll impact wheat prices out of China.
So the dollar is now at around about 70 US cents. What impact is that having on the prices that Australians might be able to attract for their wheat?
Oh, it's definitely propping them up. It's if you look at the, if we were still at 92 cents like we were at this time last year, your wheat bees would be, you know, those Chicago wheat bees now tends to be around $200 a tonne, and then, you know, you add a bit of basis, you're at 220 or 30. Whereas at the moment we're still trading at, you know, ASX wheat yesterday was 278, so, you know, it's probably added $50 a tonne to the price of our wheat through the weaker dollar. So, you know, it is definitely assisting the grain grower.
So I guess it's probably anyone's guess as to what that dollar will do, but it's probably safe to assume it will be staying closer to where it is now than, say, the 92 cents a year ago. So what is the outlook then as we get further into our harvest in particular?
Well, generally you see this time of year, in weaker price years or high supply years, this is the supply glut you get after the Northern Hemisphere harvest, and when they start harvesting corn in the US, tends to mark somewhere near the bottom of the market. So wouldn't be surprised to see us near the bottom of the international market at, you know, over the next month. And then we might see some sort of rally coming into our harvest as the wheat tries to buy some acres back, so to speak, and get a crop planted next year. Locally, it really depends on how the season tracks from here. Like we're at, say, $25, $30 premium over Chicago wheat at the moment, which is, you know, it's close to a 2.5-year low, really, and that sort of reflects the strength of the crop, expected crop in New South Wales and WA in particular. It's probably unlikely we'll see that premium fall too much further unless we have, you know, a bit of a big harvest supply, which might squeeze that premium. You know, I don't think it's going to fall too much further, and we might see prices sort of track sideways, maybe $10, $15 lower, and hopefully have a lift coming into harvest.